revealing the secrets of great public speaking. It's the Speak Fearless Podcast with Mark Westbrook.
Hey up, come on in, sit right down. How you doing? Welcome to another episode. It's episode 10 of the Speak Fearless Podcast. Can you believe it? We've been doing the podcast for over a year now. I just want to thank all the people who've been in touch and told me how helpful it's been for their speeches and presentations. I appreciate the feedback, good and bad, or constructive, shall we say. Do not hesitate to get in touch if you've got questions. Okay, let's get on with this. I regularly receive emails from people who say that other people tell them that their voice is boring and monotonous in speeches and presentations. I mean, aside from being rude, that's not very nice to hear. So what can we do about it? I'm Mark Westbrook from Speak Fearless. I'm a leading presentation and public speaking coach with top clients like AG Barr and the Bacardi Distillery. I'm also a former professional acting coach. I've coached everyone from beginners to Oscar winners and had clients from Bollywood to Hollywood. So I understand what makes for a great presentation performance. If you're worried about not having the most engaging voice, if people have told you something similar, or even hinted, or if you'd just like to use your voice to its full potential, listen on. Within the next 20 or so minutes, you will learn a tool so helpful and so effective, you won't believe how powerful it is. So listen in, and you'll leave this podcast with exactly what you came here for, a practicable tool. The problem, you know, is that developing your voice takes hundreds of hours of training, including a rather complex understanding of vocal anatomy, to develop a more engaging voice. Well, the good news is understanding one simple thing will help you develop a way more interesting and engaging voice almost immediately. It will not take hundreds of hours. It will not take you the study of vocal anatomy. It will just need a small change of mindset and perspective, and your voice will instinctively develop the qualities that you're looking for. Want to learn how? Well, stick around.
Subscribe to the Speak Fearless Podcast now and never miss an episode.
So the goal of today's session is to help you develop an interesting voice. And have just the tool that will do this. So much so, you'll be shocked by how effective it is. So what are we waiting for? Let's get down to the details of today's podcast. How do we become more vocally and, I guess, holistically engaging in speeches and presentations? Well, the technique that I teach is called voice or vocal archetypes. I'm certainly not the only person teaching this, but I've noticed there aren't too many, which is why it is a top secret. And it's so effective that I teach it on all of my programs, even to experienced speakers, because it can take them to the next level. My work is not just with people who have public speaking anxiety. I also work with people who are quite confident speakers, but who would like to take their speaking up a gear to the next level. Did you ever wonder why some presentation techniques seem to work for others but not for you? I think the core problem is that we struggle to find our presentation personality or persona. We often present a rather stiff, formal, and tense version of ourselves. We don't even sound like us. Well, in this episode of the podcast, I will show you how to find your engaging self and make your audience feel comfortable and relaxed while you're using your authentic, natural presentation style. So how do we find our authentic, natural presentation style? Because you want everyone to be thinking, wow, I like him, or I like her. What a warm, kind, intelligent, and interesting person, don't you think? You do this by being yourself. But in order to do that in the presentation space, you need to start by choosing your vocal archetype. Once you do this, you will find you are authentically connected to your true presentation style. And your audience will feel this and will start to warm to you. You won't just lose that boring voice people rudely mention, but you'll deliver better presentations and people will consider you a more credible presenter. So let's start by talking about some of the presentation vocal archetypes that you don't want to follow. So first off, there's the waffler. Talks a lot, but says nothing of substance. They probably haven't practiced very much, and they're pretty much just winging it. They sort of see themselves as a confident, off-the-cuff speaker, but really they struggle to get to the point. That's the first one you don't want to be. The second one you don't want to be is the fidgeter. It's not a vocal type as such, but it does affect your vocal energy because the fidgeter moves a lot because they're so full of nervous energy. No one listens to you because you're fidgeting so much you're making everybody uncomfortable and they are barely listening to you. And of course, while you're fidgeting, you're not giving your strongest vocal performance either. After that, there's the reader. Now, we've already established in a previous episode that speaking and reading are two different skills, two different purposes. The purpose of reading is mental stimulation and knowledge acquisition, whereas speaking is a form of communication. The reader doesn't connect with the audience because they aren't connecting with us. The audience finds you boring because you have no interest in the audience at all. If you're a reader and you're reading your prepared script, and it's fine to have a script, but essentially you're just trying to get to the end of each sentence. A communicator is trying to connect with the individuals in front of them. Imagine the difference between speaking now as I'm speaking, as if I'm speaking to that person on the front row there, or as if I'm just literally reading off my script with my eye line pretty much down the whole time. The last style you probably don't want is the evader. The evader does everything they can to avoid speaking and presenting. They have convinced themselves that they hate speaking, and that's their mantra. I hate public speaking. They consistently and constantly evade opportunities to speak and present, thereby ensuring that they don't get any time to practice and they don't get any better at presenting and public speaking. The evader just does not look happy to be up there. In fact, they're so rarely up there you probably don't even remember their name. Okay, so can we at least agree that we don't want to be any of those guys? So what are the vocal presentation archetypes that can help you? Let's first figure out what archetypes are. Basically, an archetype is a kind of character or persona. The concept was developed by the great Swiss psychologist Carl Jung. And when Jung wrote about archetypes, he meant primarily aspects of a person, the self, the shadow side, your dark side, and the persona, the face you put towards the world. But within each of us, there are a whole host of personas, roles, and archetypes that we can play. Okay, so what does that mean for speakers? Well, think about this. If you're someone's boss, what kind of voice do you generally use with them? How about if you've got a dog? You're the owner, you're the master, what voice do you use? If you have a baby, what voice do you use? What voice do you use with your best friend as opposed to how you might address a police officer who had pulled you over while you were driving? Of course, we use our voices differently depending upon the situation that we're in and who we're talking to. So in different areas of your life, we can use a different vocal persona. We call this a vocal or voice archetype. The vocal archetypes give a different energy underneath what we're saying. We use different energies with different people in different situations. And we might only have one voice, but we can employ it with lots of different vocal personas or archetypes in different ways. There are many vocal archetypes you can use that you may be unaware of. But I'm going to introduce you to a few that you will have come across, but you won't have thought about. The first one is the educator. Then we have the authority. Then we have the storyteller. The friend. The motivator. And the confidant. each of the different personas have a different vocal quality, a different energy, a different style, and a different focus in the text.
Subscribe to the Speak Fearless podcast now and never miss an episode.
So the educator focuses on facts, the what. The authority focuses on rules and structure. The storyteller focuses on the details and the emotion. The friend focuses on the connection between you and them, so you and the audience. The motivator focuses on getting you, the audience, to do something. And the confidant is focused on sharing secrets with you. So what are the qualities of each of these personas, these vocal archetypes? I will tell you about each, and as I do, I will attempt to demonstrate each one in a paragraph of a text from a story about a squirrel that I asked AI to write just for this occasion. You can judge for yourself how well it wrote the story. If you've got the chance to make a wee note here of some of the elements of this, of these personas, then that would be very helpful. But if you're listening and, you know, you're walking, you're running, you're driving, you're on a train or whatever, as some people say they are when they listen, well then, please do not take a note unless you can, but come back and think about the qualities that are associated with each persona. So, the educator. So the educator is cool, not cold, but cool, calm, relaxed, distant, factual, a little authoritative in the sense that they know what they're talking about. They've got quite a neutral energy, but they often have a raised voice because the educator is sort of speaking to a room. The authority is assertive, direct, unemotional, confident, can be cold, slow generally, strong, high status, with a strongly projected voice. The storyteller has dynamic changes in high and low energy, fast and slow speaking. They're emotionally expressive and they're energetic. The friend is light, approachable, informal, warm, kind, sharing, generally a small energy, but enthusiastic towards you. The motivator is upbeat, warm, highly enthusiastic, bright, a big energy, and has drama in the voice. And lastly, the confidant is warm, secretive, close, quiet, and hushed. Please note that there is not a vocal archetype called bored, formal, monotonous, using highly technical jargon. And what I mean by that is those are the things that people become when they have to present. They become some bored, formal, appropriate, monotonous version of themselves because, you know, it's a presentation, so it's time to become all uptight and formal and ruin the whole thing. Instead, we think about taking on the characteristics of these vocal archetypes. So now I'm going to attempt to read a different paragraph of each one of these with different qualities. So let's start with the educator. Cool, calm, relaxed, distanced, factual, authoritative, neutral energy, raised voice. Once upon a time, in a peaceful forest, lived a small squirrel named Squeaky. Squeaky was known for his curious nature. One sunny morning, while hopping around, Squeaky found a shiny golden key lying under a bush. So that was my educator voice. Here's my authority voice. Assertive, direct, unemotional, confident, cold, slow, strong, high status, strongly projected voice. With twinkling eyes and a heart full of adventure, Squeaky decided to find what the key would open. He asked his friends, the birds, the rabbits, and even the wise old owl, but none knew about a lock that this golden key might open. So it's punctuated. Well, it's quite quick, actually. I think it could be slower. The storyteller, with the dynamic changes in energy and pace, emotionally expressive, energetic. Undeterred, Squeaky set out on an adventure. He scampered through the tall grass, climbed trees and crossed streams. Finally, after a long day's journey, he discovered a tiny hidden door at the base of an ancient tree. So one of the things about using that voice is that suspense is created by slowing down and not telling it all in one go. That's a sort of component of the storyteller. Okay, let's move on to the friend. Light, approachable, informal, warm, kind, sharing, small energy. With trembling paws, he inserted the key into the lock and turned it. The door creaked open, revealing a small room filled with nuts of all kinds. Almonds, walnuts, hazelnuts, and more. So it's kind of quite a gentle energy. If we move on to the next one, which is the motivator. Upbeat, warm, enthusiastic, bright, big energy, drama in the voice. Squeaky had found a secret treasure. He invited all his friends from the forest to share the bounty. The news of his adventure spread through the forest, and Squeaky became a little hero. Right, you can hear the enthusiasm. Now, it's not exactly presentation material, but you get the idea. And lastly, let's go to the confidant. Every year, on the anniversary of his discovery, the animals of the forest celebrated by sharing a feast of nuts, remembering the day when Squeaky's curiosity led them to a treasure that brought joy and unity to the entire forest. Now, one or two of these personas are likely to be closer to your comfort zone. Each persona suggests a type of relationship with the audience. Let's think about that for a second. The educator is distanced, quite formal. They know and you do not. But they're focused on giving you their knowledge and experience. There's a slightly more unpleasant version of this persona where they pour numbers, figures, facts, etc. You know, that's the sort of, you know, the factual educator. The authority is distanced, formal. They are the authority, so they speak to you from a position of authority. They are about rules and musts and shoulds. Whereas the storyteller is engaged with the story itself and bringing it to life for you. Like the actor, they are distanced from you, but they come closer to you by bringing the story to life with the details. They're responsible for telling the story, so the relationship is not equal. They are the entertainer, and you are the entertained. The friend is close, personal, equal. It's an easygoing, equal relationship. The motivator, their job is to lift you. So you're not equals. It's their job to motivate you, so they bring their energy to you. And they want to see you respond to it. And the confidant, very close. Very personal. Very unequal, because they have secrets to share. Now, I'm not suggesting there's a hierarchy or good or bad to any of these. I think they are all very useful. Yesterday, I introduced this tool to one of my clients on the Confident Speaker Program, not someone afraid of speaking. Very confident. She presents as part of her job, but just not very engaging until she started to use these archetypes and personas. And as soon as she started to do that, the richness, the melody, the natural, engaging, and entertaining speaker that she is came out, and just completely shocked me. It was so different. It was so wonderful. And that's the power of this tool of archetypes. Now, there is one more I haven't mentioned. It's a sort of combination of a couple. That's a truly extroverted performer. It's the evangelist. A motivational speaker, great at speaking about a cause. Very few people are naturally able to adopt the evangelist unless they're already highly confident. Being an evangelist requires great energy, a range of emotions, a flair for performance, great uses of pauses, changes of energy, and pace. They are like a motivator, but less personal. They hold the room. They engage the masses. But they use the brute force of their performing personality to do the job. Now, why didn't I include this one? Well, because most people who need help with their presentations and public speaking aren't naturally that one. But it's something we can aim towards. So why am I telling you about that one? Well, it's possible that you might recognize it in other people and even step into their shoes. I mean, you might even try it out at home. You know, when you've got the space and time, the aloneness to try and be an evangelist. Now, we're all afraid of looking silly. And most of these things will take you out of your comfort zone to start with. But some of them are actually very comfortable for you. You might find it very easy to drop your voice, come in close, and be the friend or the confidant. You might actually might suit your personality actually, to be the authority or the educator. What do you think? Which one are you closest to? And which ones could you be working on?
This is My Daddy's Podcast.
Thank you, Anna. We don't have to be boring. We also don't need years of vocal training in order to develop an interesting voice. What we do need to do is engage a particular presentation persona and its unique vocal archetype to bring richness, melody, engagement, and energy to our next presentation or public speaking engagement. These archetypes form an important part of all of my speaking programs at Speak Fearless. So if you're looking to develop your skills, get in touch. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. I work solely on Zoom. So in the past, I've had clients Australia, Malaysia, America, Canada, all over. Well, that's it for this time. If you're looking to improve your presentation skills and public speaking, you can get in touch with me at www.speakfearless.co.uk or drop me an email to hello@speakfearless.co.uk. Until next time, balance in all things, my friends. Take care.
You've been listening to the Speak Fearless podcast. Head on over to speakfearless.co.uk now for more tips, training, and advice on public speaking and business presentations.